October 17, 2008. A shameful tradition of tainted food. In China, tasteless and colorless melamine has been part of the food chain for a long time. Its addition to San Lu's milk powder has now created a global panic over contaminated Chinese foodstuffs. And this was not the first time. In May last year, companies in China's Jiangsu and Shandong provinces added melamine to wheat protein and barley protein powder, which caused thousands of pets in the US, Canada, and other countries to fall ill or die. More than 60 million pet food products were recalled. Feed for 20 million chickens, hundreds of thousands of cultivated fish, and thousands of pigs was also contaminated with melamine. The immediate reaction by the Chinese authorities to the allegations of poisonous animal food was strong denial, and it was only when the U.S. insisted that it be involved and sent representatives to China to take samples that the scandal was exposed. So what did the Chinese authorities learn from that incident? Nothing. In the most recent crises, local governments continued to offer denials even after New Zealand company Fonterra Cooperative Group used diplomatic channels to put pressure directly on the Chinese government. It is well known within the Chinese industry that melamine is added to milk powder, vegetable proteins, processed food products, and animal feed. The government knows it and tolerates it. Melamine is one of many harmful additives, and even if the melamine problem were eliminated, other hazardous substances could be added to products. On Wednesday, frozen green beans imported from China to Japan were found to contain 34,500 times the amount of pesticides allowed in Japan. The government immediately ordered a recall. There is no end to all the problems with Chinese food products. Importing countries must pressure China and demand that it meet its responsibilities by strengthening procedures to manage, inspect, and ban contaminated food products and thus control the export of toxic food. Taiwan's Bureau of Standards, Metrology and Inspection and the Department of Health should meet their control responsibilities and implement stricter sampling of raw materials imported, finished or semi-finished. The government should amend the Commodity Labeling Act, 商品标示法, to require that in addition to listing manufacturing country, contents and nutritional value, Labels also show the production process at the place of origin for raw materials to that consumers that can make an informed choice as to the safety of a specific product. Although China's Taiwan Affairs Office spokesperson Yang Yi said China would handle the milk powder incident satisfactorily and demanded that Duqing Company in Shandong send representatives to Taiwan to investigate its export of dairy creamer here, he has kept mum on the issue of compensation to the victims, which displays a total lack of sincerity. The milk powder scandal has had a serious economic impact on the companies involved as well as public health in Taiwan. The Taiwanese government and private sectors must demand compensation from the Chinese government and manufacturers. If China does not provide an adequate response to compensation demands in a timely manner, Chinese products should be boycotted and people should take to the streets to protest when Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Strait Chairman Chen Yunlin visits Taipei.